Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so it's Friday, which means we have to keep it light. Mm-hmm. We have to keep it light.
Gotta keep it light on a Friday.
I'm sorry, I was not prepared for this whatsoever. So we don't want to talk. Oh, here we go. The best costume you've ever worn. Go. Ooh. I'm talking about on Halloween or for fun. Don't for be getting anything. All weird, people.
Don't get all furry on us.
We're in the bedroom. What's the best costume you've ever worn? Do you have? I mean, obviously. Honestly, I was divorced Barbie last year, which was pretty amazing.
That's a good costume.
That was amazing.
The best
what
costume.
Else?
Honestly, I was Flavor Flav one year in high school.
You did tell me that with the clock.
Yeah, I had a clock. Yeah. I was Flavor Flavor Flav with a pink suit.
Yep.
One year I dressed as Oprah. It was one of those put together costumes where I didn't have a costume.
Mm-hmm.
I was like in middle school.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, well, we got a wig.
Yeah.
We got a dress. You want to dress as a woman? And I was like, what?
You're like, okay.
Okay. I guess it'll be funny. You know,
it's actually funny. It's the only costume we have.
It's the only costume we had. And I was like, I want to wear a costume tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So my mom, she was like, spin it. Make it funny, my boy. And I made it funny. I dressed as a woman. And eventually I was like, you know what? I got to be somebody famous.
You're like, this is hard to be a woman.
It is terrible.
It's
was
a nightmare.
Oprah. I was Oprah without the money.
Hey, Oprah's a good person to be.
Those are my top two.
Divorce Barbie, and I think one year it was like Cleopatra or something, and it was the best because I went out in this long dark-haired wig downtown and nobody said a word to me all night, and I felt it was the best.
Cleopatra. I see you.
It was the wig. I felt so incognito all night because I didn't have my blonde hair sticking out.
People ain't see the platinum blonde out.
They saw a tall, dark-haired girl and they left me alone. It was great.
Allie was out in disguise.
I was on Milwaukee Street all night, up and down in my Cleopatra wig.
Cooling.
All right. What is the best costume you've ever worn? That's what we're talking about today for the question of the day, keeping it light. Somebody texted in and said, best costume I've ever worn is happy to see my in-laws. It was crazy believable. Oh,
that's bogus.
You're mean.
That's bogus.
Kelly in Sussex said rainbow bright when I was younger. My grandma had sewn it, of course, back when they actually sewed stuff.
Mm-hmm. Back when it was handy.
Yep. And Jamie in Greenfield said she wears a full shark costume every week because it's Shark
She's
Week
a
every summer.
Teacher.
In the summer. Oh, nice. Okay. 414-533-1037. Costumes. What's the craziest one or the best one you've ever worn? We're going to talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the question is, what's the best costume you've ever worn? And I can't wait to hear what everybody says. We're going to start with our girl in Franksville this morning. We're going to bring her up first. Good old Lindsay. Lindsay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The question is, what's the best costume you've ever worn? Let's hear it.
So I do dock diving, and we do it at State Fair. So I decided, since my dog doesn't jump very far, we'd at least get cuteness points. So last year, I dressed as Corn, and she was the dog, so we were Corn Dog. Mm-hmm. But the year before that, I was the inflatable cow, and we put a white tutu on the golden retriever, and she was the cream puff.
Aw, look at you guys.
They do theme costumes. I love it.
How cute is that? Somebody texted in and said, my two friends, one is a cavewoman, and the other one was a can of dog food downtown Madison. Okay.
That's random.
Random. Thanks for calling, Lindsay.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Bye.
Somebody said, my roommate and I went out as an angel and devil in our single late 20s. Who? Come on, of
That's
course.
A classic.
It's a classic.
That's a classic.
Won a lot of Halloween contests. We were busty. Of course, Carrie.
Oh, okay.
You're telling me women don't go out looking like...
It's not an excuse to dress to dress up a
Let's
little
be
bit.
Real. I almost said something I shouldn't have. Let's next go to... You know what? We can go to Ebony. Let's go to her next.
Ooh, okay.
Ebony, good morning.
Day four.
Good morning.
Hey. Listen, we already know you're driving Pewaukee to Milwaukee after work.
I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's your best costume, though? Best costume.
Best costume, I dressed up as Madea.
No. Oh, snap. Wait, when was
and
this?
It was the best. I went to the Goodwill, and I found almost a duplicate dress, and the purse and everything, and I loved it, and I went on Water Street, and it was amazing.
So you were the one yelling, hello!
Down Water Street.
Hello!
That's a good one. That's a really
that's
good
solid.
One.
No, that's a good one.
I love it, Ebony. Thanks for calling.
No, thank you guys for being y'all. Have a good day.
You too. Oh, why is Ebony she always so amazing, bro? We gotta get her theme song ASAP.
We gotta dish her up and put her in a bowl and eat her.
It's day four, but can we just count it for day five? No. Get her theme song?
No.
That'd fine. Be, okay, fine.
You can't get your theme song for gassing us up.
She's just so nice. I want to gas
no,
her up back.
Stop.
All right, fine, fine, fine.
She's got to do it like everyone else.
She's got to earn it.
She's got to earn it. Joel in Waukesha said, the best costume I ever wore was a full gorilla suit. It scared a lot of people. Probably.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. If you got the full suit. I mean, I'm imagining like the, y'all, one of our regulars, Tony yeah. and Racine. Mm-hmm. That man with all the costumes, he probably mm-hmm. wins some.
Yeah.
He wins some.
Tony probably has, I think Tony owns, has probably worn every costume
every
made
suit.
To man.
Every
for
suit.
For sure. Nico's in West Bend this morning. Let's go to him. Nico, it's been a minute. Good morning.
Hey.
Hello. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, papa. What's going on?
Buenos dias. What's your best costume?
Yeah, my best costume was a street taco. I was a big taco jumpsuit. I had sleeves for tattoos. I had, you know, teardrops, gold teeth. Yeah, it was street taco.
Street taco. Street taco. And then he painted the picture.
And where he said, there I was.
Just the thugging
the
it out.
The bodysuit is what's killing me.
He got the
jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was thinking an actual street taco with the cilantro, the
oh,
little
geez.
Lemon.
He's yeah. talking about sleeve, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're making me hungry. That's all I know.
I had fake money coming out of my pocket. So, I mean, I guess that could be the cilantro. You know what I'm saying?
I thought food. He meant like a thug taco.
Oh,
he was out there with
God.
The gold. Gold chain and the tattoos. I'm just hungry.
Dude, Nico, it's a good one. Thank you for calling.
Yep.
Have a good one, man. Peace. That was funny.
So many texts coming in. Somebody said, we were the racing sausages made out of cardboard and even raced down our cul-de-sac. Look at you.
They
you
made
rebel
them themselves?
Down the cul-de-sac. Imagine you're just in the burbs. Sausages.
It sounds like a closed street party kind of situation.
Somebody else said, I dress as Marty McFly, Back to the Future, obviously, for Halloween one year. I sourced all the clothes from Goodwill, complete with the suspenders and camcorder. I ended up winning a costume contest at the bar. That's impressive.
Good for you.
All right, Amber's up next. And I don't know where she's calling from because I said, where are you at? And she goes, driving.
She's in the car. That's
driving.
Right.
What city, Amber?
I'm calling from Cudahy.
There we go.
Driving in Cudahy.
Yeah. All right, what's the best costume you ever wore?
Okay, so every year, my friends and I, we do a scavenger hunt back in my hometown in Manitowoc. And one year, we went as the Kardashians. And you guys, we thought this out so much. We, like, contoured our faces a ton. We bought these long black wigs and, like, parted our hair down the middle. Mm. And the best part is we went to Hobby Lobby. And we bought these, like, you can buy these, like, half styrofoam balls almost. And we stuffed them in our leggings and made our butts look cute. And we won the costume contest.
Nice.
They thought they were really the Kardashians.
That a girl.
Yeah.
We were.
She even went into character right there. You heard it?
Oh my gosh, somebody texted in and said I went as a gold digger and wore all gold and had a shovel and a helmet. That's creative.
That is creative.
And then somebody else said group costumes are the most fun, which goes into what you're saying, Amber.
Facts. They really are. You know? I mean, we've won quite a few years in a row, but that was one of the best ones for sure.
Solid. Ooh. Solid.
Thanks for calling, Amber.
Absolutely. Go Bucks. Happy Friday, guys.
Go Bucks. Happy Friday.
Wepa. Somebody said, best was Mortal Kombat. Me and the missus won the Hollywood contest. And then somebody said, one year my husband dressed up as Clay Matthews and rolled his ankle while pretending to do a football move.
Ooh,
yikes.
He actually got hurt.
Yowzers.
Ooh, dog, have you ever done group costumes like that?
I mean, I feel like when I was Cleopatra and my ex-husband was, you know, one of the gods.
That was that's a group.
Only in costume.
Couples costume.
I mean, but I'm trying to think costume. If I ever had one where it went with other people. Nope.
We've done like one. Mm-hmm. One year we were Mystery Inc. So Shaggy, Scooby, Velma, Daphne, the whole gang. And no, I wasn't Scooby-Doo.
I could see your whole family doing the whole theme every year.
It was the homies.
Honestly, I hate costumes. The fact that I did divorce Barbie is a miracle. I did it more for my kids. And my sister told me recently, because she's 8 years older than me, that when I was a kid, I was always afraid of people in costumes. And I'm convinced now that's why I don't like dressing up that much.
It's ingrained in you from birth.
She said, I would go to anyone. She just told me this the other day. She goes, you would go to anyone. You were happy. You were always talking to people. But if you saw someone in a costume, it was like I screamed bloody murder and I would freak out.
You were out.
Yeah, she's like, from Santa to the racing sausages to Mickey Mouse, I was done.
I didn't trust him.
I had the trust issues from the start.
Allie, you've had the ick of people hiding their true selves from jump.
There you go.
You've been known.
The costume was like, you're a fraud. I'm going to cry.
I can see right through you. That's not what you look like.
Maybe that was the core.
It's a mask.
It's a mask. I'm on to you. Well, thanks for texting in, everybody. We really appreciate it. And by the way, Joel texted in and said, no, my name is Joe. I hate text to talk or something like that.
My bad, Joel.
Sorry.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So somebody is having feelings when they see their ex? What's that mean?
Man, Corey, I don't even know what to do with Corey right now. He said he got butterflies seeing his ex from high school. Goes, this one's a little crazy. Simply put, I saw my ex from high school last week at a mutual friend's baby shower. And I had butterflies in the pit of my stomach the whole time. Every time I looked at her, it's been close to 10 years since we've dated. Honestly, it wasn't a great relationship, but we were young, doing dumb things in high school. I know she's currently single, and I divorced last year. I'm wondering if I should hit her up just to see where things could go. Or am I bugging out even thinking such a thing? What would you do, Corey?
So, getting butterflies, seeing the ex.
He's simping.
Yeah.
He's smitten.
He likes her.
I mean, he's going, dang, you know, it's been almost 10 years and you looking good, girl. What you up to?
But it's been 10 years.
It's been 10 years.
So it's like, come on. People are totally different people at that point.
They arguably don't know each other anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right. What should he do? He saw his high school girlfriend. Now he's getting butterflies. I feel like we do this when we're bored and we need comfort. We go back to the ex.
Go back to something
like,
you know.
Oh, that's really comfortable and familiar. Mm-hmm. And I know them, even though it's 10 years ago and you don't know them anymore and it's not comfortable. It probably wouldn't be that. It's like, I don't know if we know each other anymore.
It's an ex from high school.
Yeah.
If it's been that long, it's probably been that long and you guys haven't reconnected for a reason. Maybe that reason is because
maybe
y'all gotta reconnect. Reconnect now.
Oh, you're saying they should reconnect.
Hey, you know stories all the time that say we didn't talk. All of a sudden we met.
Because it was familiar and they were bored.
20 years later
and it was easy.
Fell back in love and it's been 50 years now.
I feel like my exes are the easiest, actually, if I'm looking. That's the easiest route to go because they are familiar and comfortable.
They're
known. And I know them.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, that's the easy route. If I really want to challenge myself, I got to meet somebody new. And I'm standing on that.
There you go.
If you want me to be honest, that's the challenge there.
What's getting me is the butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
Why
still
was
got
getting,
feelings?
Yeah. Why was he getting the butterflies? Why you still got a little butterfly feelings for exes 10 years later?
She got hotter. She aged well.
Maybe, just maybe. But I don't think I'd see an ex and go, "Oh my goodness, it's an ex." Yeah. No, they're an ex for a reason.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
He's smitten off of something. Mm-hmm. She did something to that boy back in the day, even though it wasn't a good relationship.
All right, 414-533-1037. What should Corey do? Should he revisit his high school girlfriend? She's giving him butterflies. We'll talk to you next.
Beautiful things that I've got.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do
on Kiss FM.
Top of the text, it says, shoot your shot. Whoever texted that in.
But the thing is, the shot was already shot, and eventually it was blocked because they broke up. It's a high school ex, dog.
Yeah, he saw his high school ex 10 years later, and he got butterflies, and he wants to know what to do. Somebody said an ex is an ex for a reason.
That part.
Yeah, very much. Heather is in Milwaukee. We'll start with her. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so what do you think Corey should do? Should he go for it?
Normally, I would agree an ex is an ex for a reason. However, this is a high school ex 10 years ago. Like you guys said, people change.
So you say re-meet the ex. I say
go for it. You know, the worst you can do is say no. The worst case scenario, it doesn't work out. But best case scenario, they got one heck of a story to tell their kids.
Yeah, because
or grandkids or family.
Anything that went bad in high school, I kind of dismiss. It's like how you have once you're an adult, everything, your record is wiped clean. I feel that way about love. I'm like, anything you did in high school, I've wiped it clean.
All
but after high school, I want to know everything. What did you do as an adult? How did you treat people?
Exactly. I would rather not go the rest of my life wondering what if.
Fair enough. Sure. I hear where Heather's coming from.
I say go for it.
Yeah.
All right, Heather.
Why not? I guess if you're both single, why not?
Right.
Exactly.
What do you got to lose other than your being embarrassed? told you.
She laughs in your face and is like, you stupid boy, never again.
She could look at him and go, you didn't age well. I did. So.
Well, I mean, worst case scenario, if they haven't talked in 10 years, I highly doubt they're going to be running into each other anytime soon.
Fair.
That part.
All right. You're right.
I like it, though. Heather's on the side of love. Says, chase it, shoot your shot.
All right, Heather. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, this just isn't an ex at this point. It's been 10 years.
What do you mean it just isn't an ex?
They're saying it's beyond an ex. It's like a new person, basically.
Yeah, and that, like Heather was saying, re-meet that person again and see if maybe the butterflies are there for a reason.
Vanessa's in Waukesha this morning. We're going to talk to her next. Hey, Vanessa.
Hey.
All right. Should Corey revisit the high school girlfriend that he had? He's giving him butterflies now 10 years later.
He's simping. What'd you think?
Yeah, I think yes. Only because, well, of course, like, he should probably, like, evaluate, like, what did he do to her in high school? Because, you know, if it wasn't that great, like, what was going on there?
No, it's wiped clean. Didn't you hear me say that? The slate is wiped clean.
He did say it wasn't a great relationship, but we were young and doing dumb stuff.
You're young.
Yeah, like, what's the dumb stuff? Like, was he cheating on her every week? Like, with other high school girls? Because otherwise, he shouldn't even try it. But I feel like I don't see my exes from high school and be like, oh my God, they're so hot, even if they are, like, Some of them are. Like, I don't have butterflies in my stomach seeing them. Like, that's crazy.
No, they look worse. They look worse.
Yeah, you know, like, if he's having all these butterflies, I think he should shoot a shot. Why not? He's recently divorced, you know, whatever. He's maybe just lonely and stuff. But
Vanessa said something. Most people don't age better. They really don't. Like, majority of people don't get better with age. We go down. It's just part of aging.
Kind of genetics. Life. Yeah. Getting older.
Everything. Yeah. Everything changes, right?
Not everybody's a silver fox.
No.
I think the reason I'm saying yes is because I don't feel like maybe he wasn't, like, thinking about her this whole time until he's seen her, and then he's like, wow, oh my gosh.
Right.
Obviously, it's not like, he's not, like, fantasizing about the good memories because he's admitting that it wasn't that great. So it's like, there's something
that he wants to explore.
That's valid.
He's making the admittance that things went wrong, but also saying, like, wow, I seen her and went, whoa.
Well, and that's the thing. I always say, like, you know, you're young, date other people. So I realize I have to fix my own advice because they basically broke up, went out and did their thing for 10 years. Now maybe they've grown up and they would be better partners and maybe he wouldn't be so awful.
Yeah.
Maybe he grew up.
And to Vanessa's point, he wasn't sitting there saying, I've always had a crush on her, been thinking about her.
Yeah.
He just saw her randomly and was like, oh my gosh, you're you.
Yeah.
Dang, girl.
Yeah.
That's two for two. Shoot.
Vanessa. All right. Everybody's saying shoot your shot today.
You guys have a good one. You too.
Yeah. Bye.
Chase the butterflies, somebody said.
Everybody's on the
they
side of
They sound like my friend Carrie.
Who put something in y'all coffee today?
What's going on? They want love. My friend Carrie always does this. She's like, if you're lucky enough to find that feeling, she's like, so many couples I know don't like each other.
All you need is love.
She's like, if you have those butterflies, go for it. But they don't last forever with a lot of people,
I mean, and I don't want to discredit the fact that this could be the greatest love story ever told. Like, 10 years later, oh my gosh, but y'all know the reality.
Yeah.
And I'm on the side of love often. Mm-hmm. If y'all are saying shoot your shot, do your thing, but I feel like they're exes for a reason and they haven't seen each other in 10 years for a reason.
Well, somebody texted in, take some Pepto-Bismol and those butterflies will go away and you have no problem.
Whoever.
These are killing me. All right. Calling from Racine, T-Baby, a.k.a. Dimitriana.
Yeah, you use the government, too?
Yes. She even
Why
gave me...
Why did she ask you for my government, y'all?
Good, no, morning, T.
She goes, I'm T-Baby. I go, what's your real name? Who are you? Give me your social.
Allie read her credit check. Good morning, T.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Especially now that I talk to y'all.
Aww.
Let's go.
Well, we're talking about if Corey should revisit the high school girlfriend. What do you think?
It's been 10 years.
Okay, so, I mean, I think that he should, you know, say like.
Say what?
What's the word?
This is anticlimactic. You got this. You got this. Say what?
She's lost in love, too.
Say that, you know, say like chill, you know, say talk about, say the stuff that they, you know, that they messed up on or whatever, you know, if it's, you know, she is.
Okay, you're cutting out. So hold on, you're cutting out. So we got to put you on hold because we can't understand a word you're saying.
Listen, from what I gathered of what she said,
how did you gather anything from that? What the hell?
Let me see.
Okay,
I'm thinking if it was a bad relationship,
mm-hmm.
T-Baby was about to say they should revisit, talk about like, hey, like, mm-hmm. listen, I know things maybe didn't end well.
Mm-hmm.
Things might have not been great. And then see where the conversation goes from there.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any ill will, then maybe it's let bygones be bygones. But mm-hmm. otherwise, y'all could start something and flourish into two. You know, saying shoot or shot.
Everybody's texting in about how they reconnected with their high school ex and they're in love now. So there you go.
I'm going to answer for T-Baby. That's what she meant to say. That's what T-Baby meant to say.
Me too. I'm in love with my high school boyfriend. There you go. All right. Go for it, Corey. That's what we decided today.
Not a boo thing, yeah. So I don't give a hoot what you do. Say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know.
I think it's time that you throw the flag in the air and surrender.
Do I look like a quitter?
No.
Oh, thank you. Are you about to say yeah?
I was hoping for the best. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Find the five. We have not visited this game in a while, and it's time because the five has been out there for how long now? Months?
We're creeping on probably a month and a half, 2 months maybe.
I didn't even think I hit it anywhere crazy, and for the first time ever, I may just bring it out on the air where it is because it's been, you claim you've looked everywhere.
See...
Can I just give you, we just call it a day and I give you a final hint? And if you don't find it, that we're done?
Let's set the parameters.
The parameters are the table.
No, let's set
I'm like, just find it already.
Let's set the parameters on if somebody gives up, does that mean you get to rehide it? Like, say, I say, screw it. You go ahead, show me where it is. I give up. Do you get to rehide it? What does that mean? The game can't be over.
It can't be over, but I think then you, because this is what happened.
Because then that means you got to take the five because you won.
Find the five is, even though we tell this every time, I'll revisit for the people that don't know.
For those in the back.
DZ would not try to give me $5 once because I bought him bacon and I said, take it back. I bought it in my DoorDash order. And then this five, he put it in my purse and hit it. So then I hit it back and we've been hiding it ever since. But it never takes this long to find it. It has to stay in the studio.
Yeah.
It cannot leave.
Mm-hmm.
And we've decided it's not up high. And as I just told you on the air, it's on the table because I'm so done. I haven't given you hints, but like you have scanned the five multiple times. You've picked up the item that's holding the five.
See,
you've touched it. I mean, you have missed the five. He's walking over to the table now, you guys, and he's going to look because the $5 bill's over there. It's not in my purse or my bag, obviously. He's whipping everything off. Wait, I should have been filming this. Hold on. Okay, keep going, DZ. So he's looking through everything on the table. He's looking. Nope, you're not even warm. You're still cold. You're still cold. You're still cold. He's picking. Get out of the tissue box, dude. It's not there. He's going through everything on our table in the studio. It's not in the lotion. I wouldn't be that evil. That's weird. I wouldn't. But now, DZ, just he's looking for the five, everybody. And nope, it's not in my coffee. Nope, 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 nope. Not in the pens.
Did you put it in the Britney book, dog?
Me? No.
Out of all the places.
back to the mic. You picked up my Britney book a million times, dude. You looked through my Britney Spears book. I watched it over and over. It was there the whole time.
I made a mess.
You made a mess.
I made a mess for no reason.
You scanned the pages.
This was a good hiding spot.
And Thank you.
This fine doesn't count, though, because you gave this to me. I will take it. The thing is, I shook this book. When I say, I mean, I've like shaken, flapped, moved. I lifted but the back cover. But the only thing, and when I say the only thing I didn't do was look
under the cover
without the cover.
Yep, and there it was. It was taped to the front of the Britney book. All you had to do was pull off the paper cover, dude, that slides right off.
The number of times I've picked this book up.
I know. I watched it. So the five was there, and I was like, he's picked up the book a million times, and he's never found it. So thank you for saying that. That was the best height. I think
that
I might.
Good.
Honestly, we don't really have a score. The score is I'm winning for coming up with the best hiding spot so far.
You currently got the best hiding spot. I think that's the premise of this game. Who can come up with the craziest hiding spot?
I didn't even think that was that crazy. All I did was tape the $5 bill on the front cover and then put the paper cover over it.
Just goes to show how much I ignore books.
And it goes to show why Sammy's ripping them up. No wonder. Nobody likes books in your house, but Aaron.
My wife's the only one that reads, dog. Oh, my Lord. Well, now I got to find this five in the absolute most bananas spot you could think of.
Okay.
Oh, you don't know what you just started.
I feel like we were stalled there, and we got everything moving again.
Well, and yeah, honestly, you got me moving, and you got me inspired and animated, because I'm even more upset that you had to tell me. You had to help me, because the way you framed it before had me feeling like it was right here in front of me in the console with the computer. Uh-uh. Like, every time I talked about it, you were like, you've looked around it.
Nope.
And every time I said something, I was talking about something near me in the immediate vicinity.
No, you would grab the book. Give me the book. This is what you do. You grab the book every time. He'd go over there and he'd do this thing, and I'd watch him like literally
flip it.
Flip through the pages every
time.
Shake
it.
And I'm like, nope, he's right on top of it and he has no idea.
I was touching the five every time.
I really thought you were going to find it, dude. Well, you know what? It'll make you feel better if I give you my Britney book.
Do I get to keep it now?
If you want, because it'll make you real angry if you read it. You'll be real angry at the man after reading that book, let me tell you, for holding her down for so many years.
I'm just glad I got the five.
The five's back. So thank you, Britney. Best hiding spot ever. Nope. Everybody underestimates Britney from the start.
Never underestimate Britney. She's the best hiding spot.
Seriously. The irony in this. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. Oh, somebody said now it should double. DZ has to fork over a $10 bill. Find the 10.
I tried that. It didn't work.
It didn't work.
I tried to give Allie 10 and she handed me 5 back.
Mm. Mm-hmm. He gets 5 minutes to find it or he has to keep it. Oh, no, I get to keep it.
Yeah, obviously at some point somebody's got to keep this 5.
Exactly. All right. Well, Am I the Jerk is next. Somebody wrote in and they were very serious about a problem they're having at work with their boss.
What does it mean, though?
It's, even though it's going to be really funny, it's not funny. Like, this would make so many of us upset if our boss did this at work.
Really?
So they wouldn't know if they're the jerk for being upset. So we'll do it next for Am I the Jerk. Get ready. Coming up after Taylor Swift. Listen on the Odyssey app to win a trip to London to see her.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She asked for her name to be Linda. So listen, Linda, I got you.
Listen, Linda.
I got you. Literally, please don't use my real name. How about Linda, laughy face? That's how it starts.
All right, Linda.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad her boss keeps crashing their meetings.
Well, what?
It's just kind of weird. Listen to this. Allie and DZ.
They're the boss.
At my job, we have shared calendars to see when people are free to schedule meetings. I think this is the case for most places.
Mm-hmm.
Not ours. I wish I could see everybody's calendar, because then I'd call them out and be like, you got a lot of free time.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing like shared calendars just to make it more streamlined.
Well, it's helpful versus everybody calling everybody and going, are you free?
Are you free?
Yeah,
send
it's
an
annoying.
Email. Are you free? Right.
Now, so they have this calendar situation. Now, here's where Linda moves on. She says, what's odd is that my boss will look at my calendar and join meetings he's not on the invite to. I have nothing to hide, so I don't really mind, but he doesn't tell me when he's going to join or say anything after. Here's where it gets weird. He joined a Zoom call off my calendar link and actually participated in the call. It feels invasive and awkward. Is my boss a jerk for crashing these meetings? How would you even respond to this? Please reply if and when this is on the airwaves. We're here.
Oh, we here.
And then she wrote, the last Zoom call situation was a few weeks ago. I keep thinking about it.
Linda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Oh, and then she says, love you guys. And I feel like I've grown up with Allie. Yeah, I'm old. Thanks.
We
you did.
We love you back and we all
love
have.
You. Shut up, DZ. I'm the mom.
Hey, yo. All right, no, but for, as far as like Linda's situation, what is she going to do about it? It's the boss.
Yeah.
It's like saying the owner of whatever franchise can't sit in the meetings for the company they run.
That's the thing. You can't tell your boss they can't come in your meetings. If they want to come in your meetings, they're more than welcome to. What I don't know is the boss paranoid? Is something going on? Are they just trying to have something to report back to say, I've checked on my employees? Like, crashing a meeting without saying anything, though? That's weird.
Is it crashing a meeting, though? That's where I'm kind of stuck at.
If you're not on the invite and you haven't added yourself to the invite and then you just show up on a Zoom.
Pop in.
And you're like, imagine we're having a meeting. I'm trying to paint a scenario where we're having like a, I don't know, a meeting. And then our boss just comes in out of nowhere. And we're like, well, this is weird.
This is a little strange.
But hi, boss.
Hey, what up?
Hi.
It's not like we'd be like, hey, we're kind of having a private meeting right now. Would you mind leaving?
I just think it's funny. The calendar crasher. That's what she titled the email.
That is funny. And it's an open calendar. Mm-hmm. That's where it gets questionable, because if you don't want your meeting to be infringed on, mm-hmm. arguably, you're going to have to take it off the calendar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Is she a jerk for being mad? Her boss keeps crashing the meetings. Because we could have phrased it a different way, which is the boss the jerk for crashing the meetings.
That's
but honestly, a boss is allowed to do it.
The
it's
boss,
weird.
The boss is the boss for a reason.
Yeah.
And imagine like when you call a company and it's like, this conversation might be recorded for quality control. It's just call it boss quality control.
Totally.
They're just joining to make sure everything's running like the way they should be.
And to see how their employees act and whatnot.
Is
right.
Is that wrong?
Ooh, 414-533-1037. Is Linda the jerk for being mad or boss keeps crashing the meeting? Somebody said it's micromanaging, obviously. Yeah,
that's true, and
that's
true. That is annoying when you frame it like that.
Somebody said, "Oh my God, you can change your Outlook settings to be limited details instead, so they can't open the event with the Zoom link." Oh.
That's a good
well,
tip.
Well, that's a solution, but that doesn't answer.
That's not am I the jerk.
Is Linda the jerk? She's mad at her boss for dropping in on meetings, which the boss is entitled to at the end of the day.
Honestly.
Ah, that's why this is a tricky one, but yep. I get why it's invasive. We will talk to you guys next.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, somebody texted in and said, what if the boss listens to Am I the Jerk? The boss probably does, because who doesn't?
Honestly, everybody listens to Am I the Jerk.
It's the most popular segment on our show. Are you kidding me? It's the only thing anybody ever wants to talk about. Linda wrote into the show, not a real name. She made that up. But her boss keeps crashing their meetings on Zoom, just shows up because the boss can see everybody's calendar to make it easier. And she wants to know if she's the jerk for being annoyed. The boss just keeps popping in and making it awkward, saying it's invasive.
The boss is the boss, though. They can do arguably what they want.
100%.
I don't know.
Well, she made it to day three trying to get a theme song. Congrats to Janine and Cudahy. You got two more to go. Hey, Janine.
Hey, morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
You're on a roll.
Really, though.
Mm-hmm. Janine.
Yes,
is Linda the jerk for being annoyed? Her boss keeps crashing the meetings, the calendar crasher?
Not the jerk at all. You can be annoyed. Absolutely. Can you do anything about it? No.
Okay.
You can be annoyed all you want.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's super annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wouldn't you want to say something then, though? You're just going to stay silent?
So we don't think the boss is the jerk, though, for crashing the meeting.
I don't think the boss is the jerk for doing it. And it depends on your boss. Like, I've had both sides. Like, I've had a boss that I'd absolutely be pissed off and annoyed. Oops, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
Well, too late, but go on. You'd be annoyed, right? Yeah.
Annoyed if a past boss would have crashed meetings, but like my current boss, if she crashed my meetings, I'd actually welcome it because I'd know that she'd have constructive feedback. Mm. She'd be trying to, you know, pull me up and lift me up and raise me up.
Okay, situational so, then. Yeah.
Yeah, situational.
If they're a good boss.
Why is your boss?
If you like your boss, you don't care if they crash meetings. If you don't like your boss, you do care. It's pretty black and white.
And if they're a good boss, they're going to help if they're joining the meeting. If they're a bad boss, they're going to do nothing but hurt you.
Well, I would think they would say something before they just pop up on meetings, or at least be like, hey guys, I'm going to, heads up, you may be seeing me here and there. It's like when the principal goes to evaluate the teachers, but they warn, I might be coming in. They
do
should.
They know? Do
well,
they?
I don't know. Do they? Know? Or they just sweep in and go, surprise!
Sometimes they just hide.
Well, then that's the same thing.
Do you have anything to hide? Are you doing a great job? Absolutely.
Fair.
You know?
Okay, Janine, we hear you.
All right,
says,
thanks.
Not the jerk.
Not at all. Janine,
all right.
Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you for day four on Monday.
Yes.
Bye. All right, bye. Shannon is calling from West Dallas. She already worked hard and got her theme song. She's been a regular for a while now. Shannon.
Hello.
Morning, morning, Shannon. Hey.
So this is
good morning.
The calendar crasher. Linda wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that her boss keeps crashing these meetings off the Zoom calendars. What do you think?
Absolutely not. She can feel any way she wants to. She didn't do anything about it, so you cannot be a jerk for how you feel about stuff. But how much free time does her boss have that he can crash people's meetings?
Well,
fair point.
Well, if they're delegating right, they're not doing much. If you want me to be honest. You know, you've seen bosses who delegate enough so everything around them is taken care of. And honestly, that might be a genius motive for some people.
But then it isn't a bad idea to pop in and check on your employees to make sure that they're doing what you're delegating and doing it the way you expect.
Because it's going to fall to you if one of them screws something up.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, exactly.
And an occasional pop in, but if he does it often, I would accord. And did she say, does he do it to other people or just her?
It sounds like he's doing it to everybody all the time, honestly.
She said he joins meetings. Mm-hmm.
If it was a one person, I'd say, am I doing something wrong? You know, is there a reason why you're popping in? But she is not the jerk.
Yeah, she said it's just weird because he doesn't tell her when he's going to join or say anything.
He just pops in.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Shannon says not the jerk.
Two for two.
All right, Shannon, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Last but not least, Gary is in Sheboygan. We got to dust off. Dust off the theme song. It almost got deleted, Gary. Gary, it's been so long, I forgot what your theme song was.
Lucky as Pac. Good morning, Gary. What's up, fam?
Hi, Gary.
Hey, what's up?
Well, are you going to make it a clean sweep today and say that she's not the jerk for being upset her boss keeps crashing these meetings, or are you going the opposite way?
She's definitely not the jerk. Like the last caller said, she can feel whatever she feels. What really triggered me was when they said that it's the micromanaging.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, my supervisor does the exact same thing, and it kind of pisses me off.
So is that the end-all, be-all, where it's like, if it's micromanaging and they're doing too much, it upsets you, but if they're just popping in to check in, make sure everything's good, it's all right?
I think so. Like, popping in, I mean, you're the boss. You could do whatever you want. I mean,
exactly.
That's what they do, but she has the right to feel how she feels.
Well, somebody texted in and said, I'm confused why Linda is mad. This is your job. If you don't want him there, mark the meeting private or say something when he pops in. Yep, you're the jerk.
Oh.
Yeah, there's different ways to block the meetings if she don't want certain people to join. Maybe she needs to do that. But, I mean, if they're open and they're scheduled on a calendar for anyone to join.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Well, don't administrators got certain level of access where they can just pop into stuff even when you set things to private?
Yeah, because they're your boss. Technically, anything we're doing, they're allowed to be aware of. I mean, that's because, again, it's going to fall on them if something goes wrong. So DZ and I can do whatever we want, but if they don't know about it,
at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, I get it. It's for sure. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Gary. It was good to hear your voice again.
It's good to be heard.
Hey, we'll talk to you again soon, fam. Peace, brother.
Bye.
Later.
Somebody said she's not the jerk, but maybe the boss has trust issues. You think?
You've got to.
That's what managing is. You got to make sure you can trust them and that they're doing their stuff.
And when you got people under you and more at that, that's kind of hard to just let go. I'd have trouble letting go all the time.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I've seen lots of office hacks that include adding fake meetings to your calendar to appear busy.
Oh.
I've never done that.
Maybe the boss is checking in on some overall productivity. Maybe there's something you don't even know about.
Oh, right. I'm like processing with you. I'm like, oh, they're trying to make sure they're actually meeting.
Everybody's actually working.
Because you could just say I'm busy all day in meetings and the boss could be like, oh.
I'm in a Zoom from, you know, 12 to 3. You're actually golfing.
Well, or I'm going, is the boss trying to figure out what all these meetings are about? Because sometimes when I hear people are on Zoom meetings all the time, I'm like, for what?
For what?
What are you guys talking about?
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
I want to know. What are you talking about?
You're nosy,
Ellie. Because all these Zoom meetings all the time, what is the topic? I want to know. It's because I'm nosy,
it's
right?
Because you're nosy, Ellie. You're right. There's a difference.
Okay, fair. Coming up next, it is another edition of Dumpster Fire Dating. Get ready.
Dun dun dun
dun dun dun. It's happening.
Wait.
Friday edition, Dumpster Fire Dating is next. And congrats, Linda. You're not the jerk. Today is your day. Kiss FM.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Well, DZ, I haven't been very active, but the DMs keep a coming.
Wait, hold on. Let me put my violin down. No, go ahead.
Spin, I know people love my dating world because there's always some crazy drama in it, but I got nothing for you guys. Look out. It's very peaceful, which means it's about to hit the fan any minute now, DZ. It's way too peaceful around here.
Nothing, or did somebody slide?
There's some guy slid into my DMs. I sent it to you. What do you think of this guy?
So this guy, he kicks it off a little strangely. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to put it. I'm going to just go in.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you want to call him? JJ?
Sure, call him what JJ works.
JJ works.
We won't out him for his actual name, but
JJ
close enough.
JJ hit you up. And, or something about he liked your picture?
Yeah, because remember I had to teach you this last week about how Hinge works.
I'm not going to remember this.
Okay,
I don't remember
I'll tell
how to play
you again.
Goldfish.
No, it's fine. You don't use Hinge. Why would you know how this works?
Thank you.
You put up pictures, and if you like someone's picture, you can like it, which is saying I want to match with you.
Okay.
So now it's on me to match back with him.
I
did to his, he liked my picture, and what did I say?
I said, hey, Jay. So what kind of business are you starting?
Oh, he must have written that he was starting a business in his profile. So that was my response. Okay.
Because that was a random question. I was like, what started? And he said, hey, Allie, what it is? No, he didn't say what it is.
What's up?
No, he said, hey, Allie.
I'm going to keep singing. Sorry.
I'm an avid and damn fine baker. And want to start a subscription service where I deliver bread by bicycle whenever possible and other assorted treats around town. Pretty humble scale at first. Are you having a good day, good week so far? Whatever. Okay, but
he basically
answers the question and says he wants to start a bread baking business.
Which, DZ, I don't eat bread.
Right.
Or sweets.
Or sweets and treats.
And so I'm listening to this guy go, my passion is baking bread. And I'm like, well, this is not a match, my guy, because you're going to be horrified. Because he's probably thinking, he probably does this to all the women. And they're probably like, ooh, bring me some sweets. Ride your bike over and bring me bread. And I'm
like, are you going to bake me something?
I'm like, yo, get that bread out of here.
Right.
He thought around.
He thought that was the hook, line, and sinker. He don't know your story.
The irony, though, that he's bread. Of all the things, one of the things I don't mess with at all.
Bread and sweets. Bread and sugar. And then might I add, bicycling.
Which I really
don't do.
Hell no. I don't even ride the bicycle at the Princeton Club. Treadmill, and that's where I call it a day. Bicycling is not my jam.
My
that's
man
for
JJ
sure.
struck out. Three strikes. You're out of here, my boy.
Yeah. Like, even if you have a bike, it's not romantic to me. Come pick me up in your car, please.
You said bicycle, not motorcycle? Oh,
no thanks.
You a bum.
So I don't think I'm going out with this guy, DZ.
I hate to say it, but JJ doesn't seem like he's holding much in his his cards for a future, even a date.
No.
It just seems like you guys aren't even going to match.
I don't think it's a match. I think he likes to bake bread, sweets. It's we're done. We're done.
You should have dietary limitations on these dating apps.
Maybe I should put up like, here's what I eat. So don't ask me to do something. I don't tell me you want to take me out for bread or beer.
Only bread I'm about is my books. That's your line
there
right
you
there.
Go.
That's your line right there.
There it is. Oh, you're delivering money. Oh, so fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Bella texted in Kenosha. Meh, you don't eat bread. I'm out.
Honestly,
we're like, nah, no thanks.
He feels unfortunately anticlimactic because he's offering something that you can't do, something that you won't eat, something that you have no interest in. Yeah. JJ's already starting off with nothing in his pocket for you.
I think we've established it's not a match. It's not going to be.
Nah.
All right. Well, sorry. No exciting news today. I'm not going out with JJ, everybody. The DM's going to get deleted. I'm going to move on with my life and never see him again.
Oh,
and
well.
Forget about this, honestly.
Oh, well.
But coming up next, I've got a story for you about how I traumatized Hudson.
Another traumatization?
We're moving on from dating and I traumatized my kid, but this might have happened like to other people. I'm sure other people have been traumatized by this incident because it's funny, but it's not.
Okay.
It's one of those things that happens in life. I'll tell you next.
Okay, I'm
listening.
I'll
share the story after Beyonce. Just hold on.
Hold your horses.
Hold your horses.
Yeah.
Kiss FM.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too.
Spurs, spurs, boots.
Sologenic, photogenic.
103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
So, I have a story to tell you about Hudson.
What happened?
And how this kid is now traumatized because he set off my car alarm while he was inside of it.
What
I
in
shouldn't
the world?
Laugh, but screw this kid because he was so out of line. He got, okay, every time I say we're going to go somewhere, the fight ensues between Owen and Hudson about, I'm going to get the front seat. Okay?
Natural. Oh, no, that's natural.
It's normal.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, it was always, we always yelled, shotgun!
Shotgun!
And we all ran and chased each other down until somebody got tackled, right?
Yep.
And somebody got in the front seat.
Yep.
So I just ignore these arguments, and I go, one can ride there in the front, and one can ride back. So I said to them, guess what, guys? This is, Wendy's has these new Cinnabon pull-aparts. And they went, what?
They're so good, too.
So good.
It's so good.
You can get them all day long. It's
Bruh.
Not just a breakfast thing, dude.
It's an all-day little yum-yum.
Oh, Chef's kiss.
Jinx. You owe me some Cinnabon pull apart.
Chef's kiss. You're right, I do. And since I can't eat them, I want to live through the boys because I know they love food like that. So
oh, yeah.
I said, let's go to Wendy's for dinner and we'll get some of these cinnamon, you know, pull apart, these Cinnabon pull aparts.
Right.
And so that was where we were headed. So, but I was not ready to go, DZ. I was still in my workout gear. Like, I needed to put jeans on and, like,
it wasn't a we're going
freshen
right
up.
Now.
I need to freshen up. I needed like 20 minutes.
Bet.
But because they were fighting, Hudson went and got in, and I didn't know he was sitting in the garage in the car, just sitting there for 20 minutes.
All they heard was, let's get food, and they heard right now, right
got
now.
Got in.
Yep.
So Owen's in the house with me.
Chilling.
And then all of a sudden I hear, coming from the garage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, are you kidding me? And it's just going and going. And I'm like, you know what? These little punks are playing with the car right now.
Right.
So Owen runs upstairs. I go, you have to have the key. And I hear the footsteps run right back down. And then I hear the car stop. So I finally go down. Hudson's crying in the front seat.
What?
I didn't even go down right away. I was like, screw these kids.
I'm going to finish getting
Five
ready.
5 minutes later, Hudson's sitting there, terrified to move in the front seat because he kept trying to lock Owen out. And just at some point, on, off, and no key in the car.
Set the alarm.
It triggered
off.
The alarm. Like, what are you? He tried to finally get out again, and then the alarm went off and went, there's no key around here. What are you doing in this car?
Yeah, break in.
So now he's crying, which for a second made me feel sad as a mom because you never want to see your kids crying. But then I went, what the hell? What are you doing in the car? Now I'm mad.
And
he's like, well, I said, so what happened? What happened? Well, I was trying to lock it and then unlock it. And then the alarm went off. I go, and then after the alarm went off, you just never got out. He goes, I was scared to move.
I was scared to move. I was frozen.
I said, well, consider it karma. That was your punishment.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, 20 minutes, another 20 minutes, you sat in the car crying because you were scared to get out.
Boy.
And I was like, now I'm done with you two. If you guys are going to do this, you can both sit in the back or we can go nowhere. So we imagine we got to Wendy's. What a night, boy. What a night, DZ. The moral of the story is they got the Cinnabons. Don't get me wrong. They got their Cinnabon pull-aparts, and we had a great dinner. But not before Hudson set off the car alarm and traumatized his own self.
Hey.
I tell you what. And I know people do this all the time. They get traumatized by their own car alarm. They're afraid to touch anything, you know?
Well, I mean, and when you're young and you don't know what's actually going on, you think you might have broke something.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I'm about to get yelled at.
Oh,
some
yeah. He was scared. He's like, I broke mom's car. Well, and then, of course, OnStar is calling me and texting me going, is your car, the alarm went off. Is someone trying to steal your car? If so, we'll locate it. Like, OnStar is now calling me. So I'm even more annoyed by the whole thing. Yeah. I said, you see this? They want to know if someone stole my car, Hudson.
What should I tell him?
He's like, oh,
Hudson.
Oh, God. But anyway, somebody texted in and said, girl, you assigned front seat. One gets even calendar days or other gets odd days. It doesn't work because they're back and forth with their dad. I can't do odd even. They're not with me every day. And there's two of them. So I either put them both in the back or I tell them to rotate. And that's what I do. The one who's in the front then goes in the back and they change when we come home.
You should have them rock, paper, scissors.
Let's just start another fight. And I'm not here. I don't care.
I mean, whoever wins
I don't
gets
hear
the
it.
Seats.
No, I'm not. And then it'll be, well, that wasn't fair.
How
he
was
didn't
it not?
Play right.
Chances
he
of the odds.
He, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Look, car alarm stories. Share them if you want. I'm happy to hear them. When you traumatize your own self or someone else. And sometimes I just mess with my alarm just when people walk by my car to screw with them. I'm not going to lie.
You do?
Yeah, like if somebody I know.
Oh, okay.
Like if you walk behind, I'm like, beep, beep.
Beep, 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 beep. Lock the car on them.
414-533-1037. Somebody said, mine are too. That daily fight. Yep, good times. Maybe the discussion is fighting over the front seat.
I mean,
do you really
honestly,
want to know?
Yeah, that's one of the better fights to have. If there's one fight that I am going to fight, it's for the shotgun. I'd rather not sit in the back seat of any car.
Never.
Ever.
Ever. They're both going to be in the back seat, dude. Daily fight. Get ready for this. I told you I got a whole third row so they wouldn't fight. It's annoying.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Good
I
times.
Know it's going to happen.
Good time. Wait till they can reach each other and punch each other. Good times, DZ.
Good times.
Good
ahead.
Times. .7 Kiss FM. I was just talking about how my son traumatized his own self by setting off the car alarm when they were fighting to sit in the front seat. And I let him get tried. He sat in the car for crying for 20 minutes, afraid to get out.
Good.
In the garage. In my garage, by the way.
Well, obviously. Well, when you're in the garage, it's not like you would have let it happen in public.
And I didn't leave him like in the mall parking lot, but I would have because he's 10.
True.
So anyway, let's talk to Kirsta in Milwaukee. Hi, Kirsta. How you doing?
Morning.
Good. Hi. How are you guys? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yay.
Jinx. Did you get traumatized by a car alarm too?
No, but I got busted with the car alarm.
Busted? Oh. What do you mean busted?
Yeah, I got busted with the car alarm. So
she was stealing a car.
I was stealing my son's car. I sure was.
Maybe.
my husband is in the National Guard, and he had to leave for the weekend, and we share a car.
Okay.
And so my 17-year-old doesn't like me driving his car. So I decided that I was going. I needed to take it to take my daughter to basketball practice.
She was stealing the car.
I didn't want to wake him. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So you were stealing the car.
Pretty
I
much.
I was borrowing his car,
borrowing.
Which he doesn't like. So I thought I'd be extra sneaky. He has two sets of keys. One is his key with his keychain, and then there's the dealer key. So I thought, I'll just take the dealer key. He'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring it back before he even wakes up. It's Saturday morning. No big deal.
Okay, right. So you grabbed the keys?
I grabbed the key. I'm thinking, I got this. My daughter's got her stuff. We're about to get in the car.
Famous last words. He'll never know.
Exactly. So I grab the keys. I go to unlock the door, and the alarm goes off. And I'm like, oh, no. So my daughter comes running out. She's like, Mom, what did you do? And I'm like, I think I used the wrong key.
Rookie.
I got so busted. Anyway, so I got busted.
Did he wake up?
He did end up taking his car. Yes, he did. He was not happy. The whole neighborhood woke up. So, yay, that's me.
That's why you go.
Yeah, I got traumatized. So now I don't take his car.
Well, that's nice of you. I would still do it just because it's my kid. And I'd be like, screw you, punk.
I would have been like, hey, now that you're up, take your sister.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Kirsta, well, thanks for sharing.
Thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
I hope I don't get re-traumatized. Hudson's going to do that to me one day when he's older.
You know he's going to get his get back.
Mm-hmm. Little punk. All right. Mila is calling, and Mila earned her own theme song yesterday. It's official.
Should we play it?
She's in the club. Mila. Good morning.
Good morning.
You picked Good Feeling by Flo Rida. That's
so you. That's what everybody was like. I hope they pick Flo Rida for you.
You got it. The people willed it. Mila, it feels good to have you get a theme song.
Congratulations. You're bringing the energy.
I need the ends. I want to be in the group. I want to be logged in on Facebook and on. I want to be in special stuff.
Okay.
I want all the private chats.
Well, there is. Girl, let me go look right now. There's a private chat that I'm a part of that I haven't opened in a second with the regulars.
We'll get you fitted right, Mila.
I'll get you in the Facebook. Yeah. If you're on Facebook, you can be in their club. I'm telling you.
I am.
I'm in the club, too. I'm like the boss on Zoom who just pops in to check on everybody.
The moderator. It's the meeting moderator.
It doesn't tell them I'm there, but I'm there.
The boss pops in. Mila, first things first. You got your theme song. Congratulations. Yeah. We're going to get the rest, too.
Yes. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
We just wanted to say congrats. We don't have time to hear a car alarm story. So you have a great day, Mila.
We just love you, Mila.
Bye. .7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Ooh, have you seen this amazing story that about this kid in Glendale who saved like all these kids' lives and the bus driver had a medical emergency and the kid jumped to the front. This kid, what's his name?
AC
Holland.
AC, how you spell that?
A-C-I-E. AC.
Okay.
AC Holland. Yeah, AC. The third. All over the news, you may have seen this kid plastered on the news lately because he helped save the bus driver. The Glen Hills Middle School student was riding the bus after school when the bus driver had some kind of medical emergency. She lost consciousness and he jumped up. He said, I look up at the bus driver. She was just like dazed. He said he went over, her head was falling. Uh-oh. So he grabbed the steering wheel. He got them to the curb, hit the brakes, and then they hit the curb. And then he said, I turned the wheel all the way because I didn't know where the parking brake was.
Well, that's a smart kid.
It's like an eighth grader. I'm like, oh my gosh, so this kid,
San Francisco parked it.
They said that he basically, you know, helped. You don't know what could have happened. These kids could have all crashed. Never know.
Right.
But he jumped into action. So the Glendale River Hills School District is very proud, of course. I don't blame them.
I had another story. Should be. You said, he was like, yo, did you hear about the kid?
I've seen it on the news the past couple days. This kid's face everywhere, so I'm like, we need to talk about this kid.
I missed it, but good on you, my boy. He honestly jumped into action and probably saved not just the bus driver, but everybody else on that bus, because they just go into head-on collision.
Yeah.
They go over a bridge.
Flipped.
They
Who knows?
Flip, hitting the curb. Like, his quick thinking did way more than just save that bus driver.
He's being hailed as a hero. He said he just did what he had to do. That's true. You're just being active. You're just jumping up and being proactive.
He shouldn't have to do homework the rest of the school year.
Have you ever saved anyone's life? Because I sure haven't. I don't have a story like that where I'm like, wow, I saved someone's life. Like, that's a great story. I'm just saying. Do you have one?
Don't want to pat myself on the back here.
Tell me all the lives you saved.
You know, one time there was a burning building. And all I had was a water bottle.
And Allie had thrown a cigarette on the floor. I'm just kidding. In her smoking days. I'm kidding.
I actually do have a save a life story.
What happened?
So we were back in high school. We were playing football. Getting ready for a game.
Yeah.
Friday Night Lights. You know how it is. And one of my good friends to this day, actually, Jay, he was a little lethargic.
Yeah.
Not really like with it. You know, we're normally amped up and sometimes guys go into a different mode. But he was on something else.
Different?
No, not on something, but like his energy was off. And I was like, oh, Papi, you good?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, man, I just don't necessarily feel good. But it's like, you know, I think I might just be getting sick, whatever, right? Like, you just,
writes it off, yeah.
We're about to play.
Yeah.
It's game time. Let's go.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, well, you don't seem like your regular, like, might be getting sick good. But I'm going to let you do you.
Yeah.
Progress. Pre-game, he looks worse.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what, son? I can't do this, my boy.
Yeah.
Something about this whole situation with you isn't sitting right with me. So I go to coach on the side, and I felt like a punk doing this. Mm-hmm. I really felt like a terrible person and a bad friend at the same time.
Why?
Because I went to coach, and I was like, hey, yo, coach.
He's not okay.
Something's wrong with Jay. Just letting you know. I don't know. I mean, you make the decision ultimately, but listen, in the locker room, the way he was talking, the way he's been moving, the way he's been dread, that's not Jay.
Something's wrong.
Whatever's going on. And he was like, he asked me the same question. You think something's wrong? I was like, no. Like, something is not okay with him physically. I don't think he's on something. I think something's on him.
So what happened?
Turns out, man had a clog in his artery. Had he played football, this man would have taken contact, probably sent a clot into his lung, into his heart, into his something. Man's could have died on the field.
Wow.
They didn't let him play. They took him out. They took him to the doctor.
And that's where they found out that he had the clot?
No way. Years later, he was like, man, I really got to tell you something, bro. You saved my life that night.
It's a dog.
I got chills talking about it. He said, you saved my life that night.
You could tell something was wrong. Yeah.
I knew something was up.
What a good teammate you were.
Thank you for saying something. That's my brother. That's my brother.
What you should do that for your teammates. Like, you helped them, man. If you hadn't said something, oh my gosh.
Nobody else would have said something.
No.
I know nobody else. Because I was sitting close to
him. Because guys try to be tough and they don't want to call dudes out and say he's not ready. But sometimes they're not. Yeah, he wasn't. Oh, wow.
Put a hand on my shoulder and said,
You went with your gut and you were right.
I've questioned my gut and let things happen and far too often. This was one of those moments where I couldn't. And sure enough, he had something wrong.
I love hearing stories about saving people's lives. These are good feel stories, okay? Teddy wrote in. He said, I mean, I didn't save anyone's life, but I got pulled out of a burning building. Wow, we need to hear that.
Whoa, Teddy, morning. Wow. And explaining. We need that one.
Oh, somebody texted in and said, I've done bystander CPR twice, once during camping and once during a marathon. You saved two people?
You might as well
be a doctor or nurse at this point.
All right, Grey's Anatomy.
I mean, what? Okay, McDreamy or McSteamy or
Mix something?
Or girlfriend, whatever you are. I don't know. It could be a girl, too. I mean,
all right, Grey.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, Bailey.
Well, I want to hear your stories. I want to hear your stories of when you saved a life, because I think this story about this kid in Glendale is really cool. So
that's amazing.
414-533-1037. Tell us your feel-good stories about when you saved a life, and then we're going to hook you up with NF tickets after that.
Bet.
So don't go anywhere. All right, we'll talk to you next. Olivia Rodrigo, Obsessed, wasn't on her album currently, but she was doing it at every concert, and it went viral, so now she released
it. Had to drop it.
Yeah, had to drop that song, Obsessed. 103.7 KISS FM, it's Allie and DZ, and just talking about this kid in Glendale, AC Holland. Way to go, this eighth grader who helped save a lot of lives, because the bus driver, when he was on his way home from school, or on his way there, whatever, basically had a medical emergency, and he jumped into action, so he's getting a lot of praise locally, and I think it's really cool.
Not many people can say that they've saved a bus school of kids.
Right?
All right, Clark Kent out here like Superman.
Dude, if I was him, I would tell that story for the rest of my life.
You kidding me?
I saved a burning bus. Every time it would escalate to a new story,
couldn't nobody tell me nothing.
It was on fire and I saved them all.
Do you remember that time I pushed the school bus out of Lake Michigan when it drove off the bridge?
By myself.
Because the bus driver jumped out. It would get crazy. Yeah, no,
now you're
man.
On speed with Sandra Bullock and you're on a whole other planet, okay?
How do we get here?
I don't know. All right, so let's go to April in Waukesha first. Hi, April.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. You guys have me dying this morning.
What? Us exaggerating our stories?
What are you talking about?
Come on.
It was all factual. AC did it. I watched it. I was on the bus, too.
April, what's your story? Did you save a life?
So I don't know if you would actually technically say I saved a life.
Yes, we would. If it was us, didn't you just hear what we just said? Yes, we did.
Right. You have to exaggerate it a lot.
That's right.
So I was 10 and I was sledding with a group of friends and family. And we were going down this really steep hill. They call it Suicide Hill.
Oh, God.
In Milwaukee.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
And people decided that they were going to build like this big ramp.
Naturally.
And people were going over it. But I, you know, the adult there was like, make sure none of you guys go over it. So
A friend and I were going down at the same time, and I seen she was in the path, and I pushed her out of the way.
Oh, so she didn't hit the jump.
Oh, this, you know what? Yes, this happened with me on a busy New York street with my sister. She pushed me out of the way before I got hit.
Ah.
I was this close to getting hit. Same, similar idea, but I didn't do anything. She did it. Go on.
Yeah, no. So I actually ended up in the path. Of the
she sacrificed
ramp.
Herself.
No.
I went, I don't know how high in the air, landed and fractured three of my vertebrae and was in the body cast for 3 months.
Oh, that must have been a big ramp.
Did you regret trying to save that person?
I don't, actually. It was a young, she was younger than I was. And so realistically, like, she could have, my thought process behind it, she could have been hurt. She could have flew up in the air, fell on her head. I was lucky enough to not, like, I mean, I was hurt 3 months in a body cast. Pretty bad.
That's what I mean.
You got hurt, but you're saying it could have been worse for a younger, smaller child.
Sure.
Right.
That makes sense. April,
you are a hero. You saved a life.
She had a whole body cast. And that's not even an exaggeration.
No.
I would tell everybody that story.
No, that'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm. I saved a child, and then I was in a body cast for 3 months. What have you done this year?
Not enough.
I would tell everybody that story.
Not enough.
All right, April, thanks for being a good person.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Katie's in West Allis. We'll go to her next. Hi, Katie. How's it going?
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. When did you save a life? Can you one up, April?
Put your hero cape on. Talk to us.
Well, actually, I was 10 as well.
Oh.
So that's funny. But when I was 10, we were at my house swimming with my friends and their little siblings. Mm-hmm. Her little sibling was 4 years old. And I was walking on the deck, and I saw something at the bottom of the pool that was bigger. And I was like, that does not look right. So I just remember in my head thinking, this does not look right. So I jumped in. And I grabbed her. It was my friend's little sister who was 4 on the bottom of the pool. She wasn't unconscious.
Oh my gosh.
She was not unconscious. I took her out. She was crying. Her mom grabbed her, who was crying.
She had
but
just
if no one was,
in.
We were all eating on the patio lunch.
Whoa.
And if no one saw her, who knows what could have happened?
Whoa. You literally saved a kid from the bottom of a pool.
Yeah, I was 10 years old.
I'm traumatized from this story, and I wasn't even there. I'm like, oh my gosh, how traumatic. Ah, yeah. At least the kid was okay.
I didn't really recognize that it was like a hero moment until I was older.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, in the moment, you knew it was a big deal, but you didn't know exactly what had happened.
Right.
Wow, dude. Well, way to go. You are a hero for that. And wow. And hopefully the 4-year-old doesn't remember any of this because they were 4.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she doesn't.
She probably thinks you made it up. Think about it. I saved your life.
Fairy tale story.
Sure you did.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
Sure, all right. Katie.
Well, Katie, you're amazing. Thanks for sharing this story this morning.
Go show off your superpowers. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Feel good stories. Well, shout out to AC Holland, the 8th grader in Glendale, who saved a bunch of lives by jumping into action. We're proud of you.
Yeah.
You ready to give away NF tickets?
No.
Come on.
It's the last pair.
It's Friday. We got to make somebody happy on their way to work or their way home, whatever.
Let's draw it out a little bit longer.
Maybe they just dropped their kids off and they're real happy.
Hey, true. All right, cool. If they just dropped their kids off, let's do that.
Let's be real. 414-533-1037. We'll say caller 30 right now. You are going to see NF when he comes to town to Fiserv Forum, which is a week and a half away, May 8th, a Wednesday night. A week from Wednesday, we're all going to be there having a good time.
Yep.
Good luck. 414-533-1037. Caller 30 is a winner. Last chance to win these tickets to see NF at Fiserv Forum on May 8th. And Amanda's in West Allis this morning. Let's pull her up. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning. What's going on?
Hi. Girl, you are caller 30.
Whippa!
That is super exciting.
You're going to see NF. We'll see you at the show. We're very excited. What are you doing this morning, though?
I am actually on my way to a doctor's appointment.
Oh, that sucks. Well, I mean, good, because you're going to get yourself checked out. And
we're not we don't work for a doctor, so forget about HIPAA. What's it for?
Chill.
I'm just kidding.
If you do want to share, though.
Yeah, what is it, though?
So for real, my kids gave me strep throat back in December.
No.
And I ended up getting a really rare form of psoriasis because of it.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
Wait. You got psoriasis from strep throat? Wait, what?
From your kids.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's called gut tape psoriasis, and only like 8% of people get it from strep throat.
Wow.
Wait. And psoriasis is an autoimmune disease, though.
But?
On your skin. So what, you got it on your skin, and they tied that to... I have so many questions right now.
I know. It's crazy. Just Google it. And the only way to treat it is to do like phototherapy. So I like stand up in a tanning bed every day, three days a week.
That's not weird. My son's done that because my son has psoriasis, and then I found out I have psoriasis. I didn't know this till I was an adult, but he would do light therapy at Children's Hospital regularly because it's really good for your skin to put them in the rays and stuff. And so they would do that.
And now y'all got a GTO.
What's a GTL? Yeah.
Gym tan laundry.
She's like, I'm just here for my psoriasis. Not for the tan.
Watch out for that strep throat that your kids bring home from school.
Yeah.
No kidding, Amanda. What?
I mean, I have so many questions, but this isn't about that. This is about NF. So.
Right. And you go in May. Hey!
So even though my daughter gave me psoriasis, I'm going to take her to NF.
Oh, and she's rewarding the kiddo to take her.
Psoriasis.
Is it your kid's first concert, too? We've had a lot of those winners.
Actually, no. I took her to a Kids Bop concert a couple years ago. So this will be like her first like big concert.
That's a great idea.
First concert at Fiserv Forum. There we go.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Amanda, hold on, okay? We got to talk to you real quick, and you're going to have a great time at the show.
Right.
And next week, we're back with Pitbull tickets, baby!
Dolly! Woo! Mr. 305!
Because Pitbull and T-Pain are coming to town in August. We're pumped. Mm-hmm. So next week, you want to be here for those. Can't wait.